assurance of Vedanta. Vedanta assures the self is within the reach of every human being, that you can gain the fourth state of absolute peace and bliss, attain it by merging with the self. That is your mission in life. If you do not achieve it, your life is spent in vain. You suffer the greatest loss. None seems to realize this, nor even aware of the purpose of human existence. The trend everywhere is to crave for material possession and sensual enjoyment. People are enchanted by the attractions of the external world and live a superficial life with no concern for the underlying reality within them. They are lost in the waking dream and deep sleep states of consciousness and totally involved in the temporal existence of these states, ignorant and indifferent towards their absolute state of the divine self. But those who seek the self within enjoy peace and bliss progressively. Pursuing the spiritual path, they finally attain the absolute bliss of enlightenment. Relating to the proximity of the goal a seeker pursues, he experiences four progressive stages of happiness. Sarlokyam, inhabiting the same location as the object of pursuit. Samipyam, getting nearer, approaching the object. Sarupyam, seeing the form of the object. Sayujyam, merging with the object of pursuit. A common experience in life illustrates this progressive joy. A couple in Pune awaits the arrival of their son after long years of study in a foreign country. They hear that his plane has landed in Mumbai, more than 100 kilometers away. Yet the news of his arrival in the country, in the same location as theirs, gives them the first taste of joy. That is Sarlokyam. An hour later, they hear that he is driving down in a car to Pune. The fact that he is coming nearer, approaching them, provides greater joy, Samipyam. The car reaches their home. They see him from the balcony. The sight of their son excites them furthermore, Sarupyam. Then they rush down for the final embrace, the culmination of their joy, Sayujyam. A spiritual seeker goes through a similar experience in his pursuit of the self. He too passes through these four stages of happiness. Shifting his focus from the external world to the self within gives him the initial happiness. Withdrawing from the affairs of the world and locating himself in the realm of the self. Occupying the same realm is the joy of Sarlokyam. And by pursuing the self, getting closer to the self, he experiences greater peace and happiness, which is Samipyam. Further, with sustained spiritual experience, he gains a glimpse of the brilliance and bliss of the self. Though the self is not an object of perception, he sees its radiance in all his experiences of life, feels a deeper contentment and happiness, that is, Sarupyam. Finally, with determined and concerted effort, his individual self merges with the Supreme Self. He gains Sayujyam, the absolute bliss of spiritual enlightenment. Thus must you give your personality a lift to your real being. You will then lift the whole world. Move to the central core of your personality. Become the axle around which the world revolves. Scores of sages have done that. The secret of their success is that they sought the truth within themselves. They did not rely on outside forces, nor attach themselves to any institution, to any mission. Buddha was not a Buddhist, nor Christ a Christian. Swami Ramatirtha relied on no mission. Yet institutions and missions were built around their personalities. People who belong to institutions and missions raise dollars, put up buildings, buy up materiality. Such conquest has little to do with spiritual growth. Reflect for a moment. Who form congregations, associations and institutions? Who meet in large numbers, form great assemblies? Not stalwarts, not the real masters of the world. No spiritual colossus lives in numbers. He does not find the need of an association or mission. He lives alone, all by himself. Only weaklings gather crowds around them. Just mark the animal kingdom. Sheep and deer move in herds. Sparrows and pigeons flock in numbers. But a lion moves majestically all alone. An eagle soars in the sky all alone. Yet a single lion or eagle can put to flight the congregations. Such is the might and power of yourself. Gain that inner strength. Move to the core of your personality. Get to the fourth state of self-realization. You become the King of Kings, the God of Gods.